Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Just Get Hired podcast, your hub for invaluable tips, career insights, and engaging conversation aimed to propel you forward in your professional journey. I'm your host, Jessica Fiesta George. I'm a seasoned career strategist with a track record spanning over 2 decades. And throughout my career, I empower countless individuals just like you to reach new heights of success. I also help businesses in securing and retaining top talent, ensuring that they stay steps ahead of the competition. Today's episode is going to be dedicated to empowering introverts on their journey to sharpening their communication skills. If you're someone who gravitates towards keeping to yourself and you feel butterflies flutter in your stomach when it comes to networking events or having to speak up in meetings, then you've stumbled on the right episode. I'm here to help equip you with some actionable tips that are going to empower you to navigate the realm of communication with newfound confidence and authenticity. So if you're ready, let's kick back, grab your favorite beverage, and let's embark on this transformative journey together.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Brooks with Rocket Nation.
You're listening to the Just Get Hired podcast. You're listening to the Just Get Hired podcast. Make sure that you like the podcast and share it with all your friends. I can't wait to hear what you think.
You're listening to the Just Get Hired podcast. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on helping introverts and maybe a few ambiverts who are like me on how to enhance communication skills. If you're new to this podcast, welcome into the show. I am so glad that you found us. I try to give you a lot of career advice, job search tips, and conversations that are going to help elevate you in your career journey. If you've been around for a while, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad to have your support. Don't forget, subscribe, follow me on social media at Just Get Hired so you don't miss an episode. Now, this might surprise you, but I have not always been the outgoing type. I know for someone who has a middle name like Fiesta, you would think that I would be the outgoing type. Fiesta means party if you don't speak Spanish, but I have not always been this way. I actually consider myself what they call an ambivert. You know, someone who can be chatty in some situations, but prefers to hang back in others. Standing up and talking in front of a crowd was never easy to me. It still isn't. And not my idea of what I consider a good time. Funny thing is, I know I've talked about this before, and I have been modeling, like commercial print modeling, and doing some small acting gigs since I was 16 years old. And now, of course, I host this podcast. You would think that speaking and communication would come easy to me. It hasn't always been this way. I have to continue to work on it, but it's still a challenge for me. Well, the other day, I put on my new TikTok page at Just Get Hired. I asked for ideas on what I should do for my next episode. And of course, like introverts, they're not going to put comments where everyone can see them. And I got a bunch of DMs from people who were asking me about today's topic. And that's, how can introverts like us get better at communicating? So I'm going to go through just a couple of quick tips for you to help you and guide you through some of these challenges that you may face if you are an introvert. All right, so let's dive in. So the embracing your strengths as an introvert, you have a lot of unique qualities. That's always a game changer in communication. Active listening and empathy, those are not just nice to have traits. Those are your actual secret weapons. So you should embrace them. You should use your attentive listening skills to really connect with other people and then let your empathetic side shine through in your interactions. Trust me, people really do appreciate more than you know. Now, let's talk about setting goals. Setting realistic goals for yourself. It's all about starting small and then gradually pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. So that's what I've been doing over the last several years, is just pushing myself every day, every year to do something different. So for me, the last 2 years was to build up the podcast, make sure I continue brushing up on my skills through public speaking. Maybe it's just initiating conversations with people that I don't know when I'm at a networking event. So starting small, or starting with something simple as like a conversation a day or speaking up when you're in a team meeting can go a long way. Those little victories count, and that can help boost your confidence for the next challenge that might be ahead of you. So preparation is key. Let's talk about preparation. I can't stress this one enough because before diving into any communication heavy situations, you have to take a breather and prepare yourself. That's hard to do when you're an introvert. So jotting down some of the key points that you might want to talk about, rehearsing what you might want to say, just a little prep will go a long way in calming your nerves and just making sure that you're ready to rock it. So even to this day, when I know I have important things that I know I need to bring up or I want to speak about, I will keep a little note pad near me, or I'll even put it in my note section on my phone. So here's the deal. The next thing is quality over quantity. Introverts are not big fans of small talk, right? So we should lean into that. Instead of focusing on churning out endless chatter, aim for quality over quantity. Ask meaningful questions. Listen to answers. Engage authentically. People really dig that genuine connection, believe me. And then you have to mix things up a bit. So I think experimentation is key. Don't be afraid to try different forms of communication. So if it's writing, you can write things down and communicate in that way. Maybe it's one-on-one chats. Maybe it's giving a public speaking engagement a shot. If you have the opportunity to experiment with different styles, that will help you in finding what works best for you. I always like to promote LinkedIn audio events or Twitter space events because those are audio only. You don't have to worry about your body language, what you're trying to say. You can have your notes in front of you. But when you have an opportunity to speak up, you can go ahead and practice your communication skills by speaking up on those audio events. So who knows? You might even surprise yourself. And I want to talk about stepping outside of your comfort zone because I've talked about that already. But I think if you step outside, seek out smaller group settings. So instead of diving headfirst into a big social gathering, why not seek out smaller group settings? So that could be fireside chats, webinars, small conferences, meetings that they might have throughout your community. And participate in a group discussion on a topic that you are passionate about. These smaller settings can give you the chance to shine, and then you don't feel overwhelmed. So to me, that's a win-win. And then mindfulness. I've talked about mindfulness in a couple of episodes already, but I think mindfulness can be a game changer. I've been trying to practice this a little bit more, slowing down my speech, slowing down my thoughts, but you have to be mindful. Before any big communication moment, you have to take a moment to center yourself, take deep breaths, visualize whatever works for you. You have to calm those pre-meeting jitters and boost your confidence. Trust me, that works wonders. And then you have to celebrate your wins. You can't forget to celebrate all of your victories, no matter how small they are. Whether that's speaking up in a meeting or maybe you've stepped out and spoke to someone that you've never spoken to before, each of those wins deserves a little bit of a pat on the back, I think. And don't hesitate to share those wins with your friends, your mentors, or even me. People will support you. Their feedback can also be a game changer in learning how to communicate better for the next time. And then the next thing, or last but not least, I would say, is practicing self-compassion. You have to be kind to yourself throughout this whole journey. Great communication skills don't happen overnight, so you have to cut yourself some slack. You need to celebrate all your progress. Remember that every step forward is a win in itself. All right, well, there you have it. A whole bunch of tips and strategies that are going to help you if you're an introvert navigate the whole wild world of communication with confidence and authenticity. If you found these tips to be helpful, be sure that you tune in to future episodes. I'm going to try to release every Wednesday for 2024 so you can come on back for even more awesome advice. Don't forget, follow me on social media, share this out with all of your friends and family, subscribe, and then I will make sure on my social media and on my website, justgethired.com, I'll have extra tips, tricks, and behind the scenes fun. So if there's any questions that you want me to answer in an upcoming episode, let me know. I'm also going to have a lot more guests coming up soon. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to feature a few recruiters answering some of your most pressing interview questions. I'm going to have job seekers on who are currently on the market, trying to market and work on their communication skills so we can tie them to potential employers. I'm going to have a lot more people on the show. So I hope that you come back. Well, until next time, don't forget, stay awesome. Keep shining. My name is Jessica Fiesta George, your host of the Just Get Hired podcast. I'll catch you on my next episode.